the good old days have passed us by, and now we are dealing with contemporary propellers, which actually have a distribution variation in the root all the way up to the tip of the blade. This is done for, quote, better performance. And I put quotes there because, it really depends on the application. On a giant tugboat or something, you may not see this type of distribution, but on like a high performance sport fishing boat or a yacht, you'd be more likely to run into this. And so this is again a sign of things advancing in the industry. These propellers are harder to manufacture. A lot of them have to be designed in the computer with CAD, and then they have to be CNC machined. And they're harder to repair as well because no longer does the shop read this propeller and then bring everything back to 18. Now they have actually this curve to kind of deal with, and there's some interpretation in how that curve should look and what those curves typically should be. But the biggest issue here is what is the overall value of this propeller? If the distribution changes from the root to the tip, how do we interpret the overall pitch?